公司的人还是说一下心里
还是非常好处的
你当做的时候给他去买衣
不想太多的话
之前就是大甜蜜点儿你现在查这个群
今天晚上想讲话吗
对呀I meet with our leadership team on a conference line that is national once a week.
我跟我一个领袖的同工团队一个星期我们就聚在一起采访。
And they're a lot like you.
他们像你一样。
I ask them questions, they don't answer. So I have to keep prodding them and prodding them. Well, praise the Lord. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. I'm excited because I'm alive in this hour. Really and truly, one of the most difficult hours in the history of man.
可以说在人类历史当中是一个最艰难的时刻。
And one of the great, greatest hours.
伟大的时刻。
I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
对不起，是这样说。
The thing I said, you got
it. 我很兴奋。
It isn't one of the greatest hours.
不是其中一个最伟大的时刻。
It is the greatest hour.
它是那最伟大的时刻。
Just think, we get to be a part of it.
看我们可以参与在当中。
You think he very easy, right? Right? Yes. You're getting better. Just remember, if you don't answer, the Lord will make the rocks cry out.
回答那石头道叫起。
Well, tonight we're going to move on to teaching our music.
今天晚上我们要谈到阿曼尼西德。
This book took me 10 years to write.
这本书我写了10年的阿曼尼西德。
Not because I'm a slow writer.
不是因为我写书很慢。
But because it took so much fasting and prayer to get the revelation.
因为呢需要了多少进食、祷告才能领受这个启示。
And sometimes I would get so discouraged.
有时候我会很灰心。
The Lord would visit me to give me more revelation.
你就会造访我，给我更多的启示。
Then I would have to figure out how to transcribe it and put it on paper.
然后我要去思想怎么样把我所领受的启示写成书。
It turned out to be a very tedious project.
所以呢，花很多的时间。
But to you from God with love.
但是呢，这本书是献给你们，充满真爱。
He sent two messengers from heaven.
神差遣两个使者从天上。
And he said, if I didn't hurry up and get this book written,
那神就说呢，那两个使者就跟我说，如果我不赶快把这本书完成
，and get the message out to the body of Christ,
把这个信息呢啊送到基督的身体当中
，the church would not be ready for its entire ministry.
那教会就没有准备好预备的幕后神要做的事。
That was an astounding thing to me.
所以呢，这两个事要跟我讲，我就很震惊。
Very great responsibility.
就觉得很大的责任。
But it made me write and write and write and write.
那我就赶紧的把这本书要写成。
So if you haven't contacted our office to order this book, I want to strongly encourage that you do it.
所以如果你们还没有联络我们的办事处，我必这本书请你们。
We don't charge you anything for it. This is a sales pitch.
我并不是卖这个书，我们书都不卖。
We'll give it to you perfectly free if you will just pay the postage.
我们是免费赠送，就是付那个邮费。
You can look at our website.
你可以上网来订阅。
World for Jesus.
World for Jesus.
Dot. I think it's .org. WorldForJesus.org and I'll show you how to order work.
WorldForJesus.org 买订购这本书。
Our office told me Just before I came here, actually,
我的办事处呢，在我来之前跟我说
，He said there are very many people that are ordering the book, Melchizedek.
很多人在订购这本书。
And he said, they're going out by the boxes.
就是一箱一箱的送出去。
Our other books order one of each.
一般来说，别的书他们都是订一本两本。
Melchizedek, they order a box.
这本书呢，他们都在订一箱一箱的。
So we're thinking we're going to have to get reprinted very quickly.
所以可能呢，又要再印那一批。
And that really shows me that God is putting in the heart of His people a desire to know what they need to know for what He is going to do.
而且就让我看见呢，实在呢，神把这个渴慕放在他的百姓当中，来预备他们将要做的事。
So let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, you are so great and so wonderful.
主啊，你是何等伟大，美好。
You are so good.
你真美善。
We rarely know what to say to you.
你不晓得对你说什么。
Nor how to say it worthily.
你不晓得如何表达。
You are great.
你真伟大。
We are needy.
我们需要。
You are good.
你是良善。
We are needy.
我们需要你。
You are an awesome, awesome Father.
你是奇妙的父。
Your wisdom is so high.
你的智慧是何等的高。
And so holy.
是何等的圣洁。
Father, though we cannot do in ourselves what is needed for your great work,
父神，我们靠着自己不能成就你伟大的事。
You are going to come to us.
而且你会来到我们当中。
And help us.
帮助我们。
And make us ready,
来预备我们
for the mission ahead.
为着你给我们使命
we thank you for it.
我们感谢你
Help to relate to these people here tonight, Lord.
帮助我可以对大家表达清楚
the things are upon your heart,
就是神心上的事
in such a way that is easily understandable to them.
让我表达的清楚，他们还容易的明了
So you can prepare the Chinese church.For all that you have in store,
可以预备华人教会来进入要他们进入的事情。
And we give you praise,
我们赞美你
，in your precious name,
奉耶稣基督的
名。Melchizedek is a love gift from God to His church.
麦基洗德是神给他教会的礼物。
The Bible refers.To the priesthood of Melchizedek in Psalms 110. So let's look at that.
在诗篇一百一十篇就提到麦基洗德就会祭祀的祭祀的职任。
I'm going to read the whole psalm to you, and then I'm going to share some things with you about the psalm.
我把诗篇一百一十篇来读给你听，然后我来分享。
I've asked her to translate rather than to read it out of.Your Chinese Bible.
他要求我不要从中文圣经念出来，而是按照他所讲解的来。
Because the American Bible, the Amplified Bible, gives us a little more information.
因为呢，他这个扩大的圣经翻译本比较更清楚。
It says, "The Lord God says to my Lord."
就是主神对我的主说
"The Messiah."
就是弥赛亚
Sit at the right hand until I make your adversaries your footstool.
坐在我的右边，直到我使你的仇敌坐在脚凳。
And the Lord will send forth from Zion the scepter of your strength.
然后神会从锡安发出他的权杖。
Rule them in the midst of your foes.
就在你仇敌的当中，你要掌权。
Your people will offer themselves willingly.
你的百姓会甘心地献上自己。
In the day of your power,
当你行军显能力的日子。
In the beauty of holiness,
在圣洁的装饰中。
And in a holy array,
穿着圣洁的荣耀的衣服。
Out of the womb of the morning,
从黎明。
To you will spring forth your young men,
会出现你的青年人。
Who are as the dew.
如甘露一样
The Lord has sworn and will not revoke or change it.
神已发誓不会以后悔更改。
You are a priest forever after the manner and order of Melchizedek.
你会照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
The Lord at your right hand,
主在你右边
will shatter kings in the day of his indignation.
会制服列国。
He will execute judgment and overwhelming punishment.
你会用极大的审判来施行审判。
Upon the nations.
在万国当中施行审判。
He will fill the valleys with their dead bodies.
会叫山谷充满了死人。
He will crush the chief heads over lands.
而且会粉碎那些列国的领袖。
Many and far extended.
是很多的地方。
This is a picture of the coming Melchizedek priesthood.
这是一个相当的麦基洗德祭司的写照。
Again, it is a love gift to the body of Christ.
这个是神出于爱的一个赏赐给教会。
Jesus was first and foremost the heavenly priest after the order of Melchizedek.
耶稣基督是那首位照着麦基洗德等次为祭司的。
Yet he is going to reproduce himself in his church in a specific number of, you might say, spiritual generals.
但是呢，耶稣基督要在教会当中，好像重复他这样的生命在许多的将领当中。
This is not a priesthood that everyone is a part of.
这个祭司的职任不是每一个人都可以参与。
There are specific requirements in order to become part of this priesthood.
有特别的条件你才能进入这样的祭司的职任。
This priesthood is given to bring heaven's authority to the earth.
这样的祭司职任会把天上的权柄带到地上。
And to create in the church generals who will, how can I say this? Who will manifest the nature and the character of Christ to the church and to the world.
借着这个麦基洗德的祭司的职任会兴起在教会，这样的将领他们会反映耶稣基督的性情跟生命。
It is a very high and very holy priesthood. Although it is not a priesthood that all members of the church will be a part of, it is a priesthood that will affect not only the entire church, but will affect the world as well.
但是这个祭司的职任会影响不只是教会，它影响全世界。
When Melchizedek comes on scene,
当这样的祭司的麦基洗德的祭司来到这个世界的舞台
，in the fullness of its authority,
在它完全的权力里面
，it will lift the church up to a whole new dynamic of reality.
它会把整个教会提升到一个新的层次。
How can I say this?
怎么说呢？
It will be as though we have jumped over a great gulf.
就好像我们跨越了极大的鸿沟。
In both the revelation of Jesus Christ,
在明白耶稣基督的启示
and the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ,
还有在彰显耶稣基督的性情。
This priesthood will be so highly developed.
这样的祭司的职任是这样的成熟
，so highly spiritually developed
是这样的，在灵方面是这样的成熟。
They will so depict the nature and the character of Christ，
他们会那样完全的反映耶稣基督的生命。
That to see them in their maturity will be as though you were looking at Jesus Himself。
当你看见这些。有麦基洗德执政的祭司的时候，就好像看见耶稣基督自己。
One of the things that they will say about this priesthood is they will call it a crucified one.
啊，对这些两万几的等次的祭司，另一个等次就是那些啊已经，
这是下起来死的。This is an incredible thing when you consider that they are kings in the earth.
以上这些的祭司，万几的祭司在地上是君王。
But they will be crucified ones.
但是他们是钉十字架。What does that mean? 什么意思呢？
It means that their lower nature will be utterly crucified.
就是说呢，他们在人性啊那个方面呢，是完全的已经是被钉十字架。
I'm going to tell you a secret.
告诉你一个秘密。
A mystery.
一个奥秘。
It is a mystery that has been revealed to the church again and again.
其实这个奥秘是多次向教会启示出来。
But in these last days, it is not only going to be revealed to the church, but great company believers will enter into what I'm going to share with you.
但是大家末世的时候，不只是把这个真理启示出来，而且会很多人进入这样的啊生命，就是我现在要给你解释的。
There is a place in God,
就是在神的计划里
where you are.In union with Christ,
你一到这个地步呢，跟耶稣基督是连结在一起。
What this basically means,
意思是
is that your sin nature has been crucified,
就是你的罪性是被钉十字架死。
Jesus is able to come in and live not only in your spirit, but to rule and reign in your soul.
耶稣基督在你生命里不只是在你灵的部分掌权，甚至呢在你魂的部分可以掌权。
我出来 ，This is a high holy place of dwelling for the believer。
这个对于基督徒来说是个很圣洁、很荣耀的一个地步。
It is so high that few believers have ever reached it this side of heaven。
在活在地上的基督徒不多能达到这样的一个啊高的一个地步。
Although it's available to any who will,
它其实呢能够到达这样的啊圣洁荣耀的地步是给每一个基督徒。
Anyone who wants to enter into union with Christ can.
每一个渴慕来与耶稣基督这样完全的连接的是可以的。
But even so,
那就算这样
，few have ever done,
极少数的到达这样的地步。
Thanks to Melchizedek.
要感谢这个麦喜的
，and the power and authority of heaven, the Melchizedek priesthood will bear.
就是呢，这个将要出现的麦喜的祭司执政的啊一批，他们会带着这样一件的权柄。
A great company of believers will enter into the sacred place of dwelling.
就会呢有许多的信徒会进入那啊隐秘处的啊居所。
How can I help you understand what it means to live in union with Christ?
我来帮助大家明白如何的与基督联合的生活。
Would you like me to explain it to you?
要稍微解释给大家。
Okay. I'm trying to think. It was 1989, I believe.
好像是1989年的时候
，When the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me，
就耶稣基督向我显现。
And when he appeared to me，
当他向我显现的时候
，He said to me， "Lita， come and stand next to me."
他就跟我说 ，Lita， 你站在我旁边。
As I came and stood next to him，
当我站在他旁边的时候
，A double yoke bar， do you know what I mean by that？
一个有两条轭的双重的轭
，like you would find on two heads of oxen，
就好像在那两头牛头上面。
Appeared on his shoulders，
就是呢在耶稣的肩上有那个轭。
Then it expanded and fit snugly on my shoulders。
然后呢，这个轭呢就是伸展出来就啊爬到我的肩上。
When I was fitted together with him under this double yoke,
然后呢，这个辫子是双层的这个轭 因为把我跟你连接在一起，而且是很合适的在我的身上。
All of my human passions began to go down, 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 and out my feet.
当罪恶在我的肩上的时候呢，我所有的人性的那种的渴望啊欲望就慢慢慢慢的消失消失，就这样的流出去了。
Down, 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 and out my feet.
就呢，一直是往下往下往下，从我脚底就完全的流出去。
Like literally emptying out of the bottle.
就好像那个液体从一个瓶子里面。
All of my human passions,
是我人性的欲望
my human love,
我人性的爱
human anger,
我人性的愤怒
human jealousy,
我人性的嫉妒
human happiness,
我人性的快乐
All of my human passions, both bad and good,
是我人性的无论是正面负面的那个情感
When I was totally empty,
当我完全的这个人的情感倒空之后
，of myself，
是对于我的情完全的倒空的时候
，everything was going on inside the Lord Jesus Christ，
所有耶稣基督里面所充满的
，began to enter into me and fill me，
开始进到我里面来充满在我里面
，His faith，
他的信心。
His love,
他的爱
His humility,
他的谦卑
His meekness,
他的温柔
Everything that was going on inside of him began to fill me.
在耶稣基督里面的这一切开始充满在我里面
It was as though he had come and unzipped me down my spinal column.
就好像耶稣到我这里来，把我从脊椎那里呢，把这个拉链就拉开
，and walk right into my soul。
他就好像走进我的。
When he did that，
他在这样做的时候
，he took my mind，
他把我的心思意念
，my heart，
我的心
，my soul，
我的魂
，into complete ownership，
他完全的拥有。
It was no longer my mind。
不再是我自己的心思意念
，no longer my heart，
不再是我自己的心
，no longer my soulish passions，
不再是我自己那属于魂部分的那些的情感。
I was totally incognizant of my own existence，
我已经完全的没有我那个自我的存在。
I was cognizant only of one thing，
我只是意识到一件事
，the Lord Jesus Christ living in me，
就是耶稣基督活在我里面。
It was an amazing experience.
是个很特别的经历。
What I am sharing with you is the difference of night and day from where Christians walk today.
我分享这个经历与我们今天一般基督徒的生活可以说是呢，有天渊之别。
His love,
他的爱
，His joy,
他的喜乐
，His peace,
他的平安
，His goodness,
他的良善
，His gentleness,
他的温柔。
His long suffering,
他的忍耐
all of these things,
这些的品格
owned me,
拥有了我。
Turn your Bibles please to Isaiah chapter 11.
我们看以赛亚书十一章。十一章二到五节，好，我现在念。耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷的人。以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气烧恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
For 2 years, I have opened my Bible every single day.
有两年，我每天把圣经打开
，and I would pray these scriptures.
我
Isaiah 11:2-5.
就祷告这四节圣经。
And I will say to the Lord,
我就这样跟神说，
I know that this is the ministry of my Messiah.
我知道这是我的弥赛亚的服事。
I know that this depicted the future ministry of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这些也是讲到将来再来的弥赛亚他的服事。
And Lord, I don't want to offend you.
我说主啊，我不要冒犯你。
In my request,
在我这个祈求。
So if I'm praying amiss, please tell me.
如果我祷告不对，请你告诉我。
And I will repent and ask you forgiveness.
啊，这样呢，如果我错了，我会悔改。
But honestly, Lord, I want this in me so bad it feels like I'm going to die if you don't give it to me.
他说我里面非常渴望也得着这样的生命，若得不着，我真是要死一样。
And I meant every word of it.
我是那样的真实迫切的跟他说。
I said to him, it feels like it's the kingdom government, the kingdom yoke.
我说这个就好像你国度里面的政权，你国度的那个恶。
Lord, I want it so bad.
我这样的渴望得着这些。
But if I am wrong in asking for it, please forgive me.
但如果我是不应该这样祈求的，请你饶恕我。
If I'm not wrong, then please give it to me.
如果我祈求的对的，请你就把这些赐给我。
I prayed every day for 2 years this way.
我每天这样祷告了两年。
So the Lord is now standing beside me. We have a double yoke connecting us.
所以呢，那个时候呢，主就在我旁边，有两个轭把我们连在一起。
His nature, his character,
他的品格，他的性情
is ruling me,
掌管在我里面。
I'm no longer cognizant of my own existence.
我再意识到自己的存在。
And he says to me, Nina,
他跟我说 Nina,
every day for 2 years you have prayed to me.
在过去的两年，每一天你是这样向我祈求。
Isaiah 2:5. That's how I know I've prayed for 2 years.
所以我就知道计算的是两年。
Every day for 2 years, you have prayed this scripture to me.
主说，你过去两年每天把这段圣经向你祈求。
Asking me to give this to you.
叫我把这些赐给你。
I am here to show you what you've been asking for.
我现在就让你来感受看见你所祈求的到底是什么。
What you are now experiencing is what you've been asking for.
就是你现在所感受经历的就是你所求。
This is the kingdom government.
这个是天国的政权。
This is the kingdom yoke.
这个是天国的轭。
And he said,
他说，
As I walk the face of the earth,
当我在地上啊行走，
I would often say to the people,
我常跟我的子民说，
Let me see if I can remember this by memory.
啊，我自己看记得这个清楚吗？神说，
He would say, I would say to the people,
他说我会对我的子民说，
All you who are heavy laden,
你们把劳苦担重担的，
No, I'm going to have to look at, sorry.You guys probably know by heart. But when I get nervous, I can never remember anything. By this you know that I am human. I have bad memories. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
你们把劳苦重担的人。
And I will give you rest.
可以到我这里来，我就必使你得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
你们要从我的轭里学习我的样式。
For I am meek and lowly.
因为我柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest.
你们必得享安息。
For my yoke is good.
因为我的轭是容易的
，and my burden is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
He said to me, I would say this to the people very often. 耶稣说我常常用这些的话跟我的子民说。He said, it is true, I was concerned about Israel.
说是的，我很关心以色列。
And how Judaism had become more a yoke of bondage than a means of relationship.
很关心呢，在犹太教里面呢，这个犹太的教里面的教会成为一个辖制，而不是一个引向于神的关系的一个。
But that is not what I was referring to.
那意思说我并不是在讲到这个犹太教。
It's something that is a far greater yoke of bondage.
我在讲到 Judaism 比这个犹太教呢更强大的一个恶，一个重恶。
And that is the yoke of the sinful nature.
就是呢，我们罪性的重恶。
It acts as an anchor, holding the soul down.
因为这个罪性的重恶，把我们整个的灵魂拉下去。
So that it cannot ascend into its God.
于是呢，我们不能呢往上啊，向神的方向去。
I was asking the people to give me this yoke.
耶稣说：“我是向你的子民说，要把这个罪性的重担
，and to take my yoke in exchange，
然后呢，换我给他们的恩。
The yoke I was offering them is what you are experiencing this very moment。
我要给我百姓的恶就是你才现在所感受的、经历的这个恶。
It is the yoke of the seven spirits of God。
这个恶就是神气的恶。”
The Spirit,
就是
of the Lord,
就是神的
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
就智慧和聪明的你
The Spirit of counsel and might,
就是谋略和能力的你
The Spirit of knowledge in a reverential and obedient fear of the Lord,
和敬畏耶和华的你
Everything changes when you are possessed by the seven spirits of God.
当你被神的七灵所掌管的时候，充满了圣灵，所有事情都改变。
But you can only be possessed by the seven spirits of God if your sinful nature has been crucified.
但除非你的罪性是完全的定时这样死去，你才会被神的七灵所控制掌管。
You can have the gift of the seven spirits of God.
你可以有神七灵的恩赐。
Wherein they don't totally possess you.
就是呢，他没有完全的占据你。
There are ministers who have that.
有些的服侍我的人有神的七灵。
But for a total possession,
但是要完全被这七灵占据。
That reveals itself as I just shared with you a few minutes ago.
让你呢可以经历到好像你刚才所经历的完全被拥有占据。
Your lower nature must be crucified.
那我们这个罪性必须定时降下去。
That means the sinful nature has been extracted.
就是呢，你的罪性完全是被取出去的。
And your soul has become possessed by the seven spirits of God.
那你的魂是被神七灵完全的充满拥有。
The Spirit of the Lord,
主神的灵。
Is the spirit that it is the part of Christ. This is what Jesus Christ wanted to do together.
这是神的七灵，这里就是呢，耶稣就是活在这样的啊生命里面。
It is the part of Christ.
是基督的一部分。
That manifests His nature in you.
就是耶稣基督的生命，在这样的在你生命里可以彰显出来。
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
智慧的灵，聪明的灵。
Helps you to come in touch with His mind.
让你呢跟耶稣基督的心思意念呢。
You see, in this place,
that you don't
think your own thoughts.
你不会再思想自己的思想。
You don't think your own thoughts.
你不再有自己的思想。
The thoughts that you think are the thoughts He wants you to think.
你里面的思想就是他要你有的思想。
This is how the Lord lived with the Father.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他就是这样的。
When he was here on this earth,
当耶稣在地上的时候
every thought that he thought was the thoughts that the Father wanted him to think.
耶稣在地上的时候，他每一个心思意念就是父要他有的思想。
He walked in the wisdom of the Father.
耶稣在地上的时候，他是行走。
He walked in the counsel of the Father.
就行开了父的智慧。
So on and so forth.
等等。
One of the things that this transition manifested in me
就是我去经历这个感化是这样。
Was the meekness and humility of Lord Jesus Christ.
我就感受到耶稣基督的温柔谦卑。
I was totally without pride.
那个时候我就经历到完全没有骄傲。
A person doesn't understand how much pride they have until you are suddenly totally without it.
我想我们不容易明白什么是没有骄傲，直到你发现这是完全没有。
Because we have a nature of pride all of our human lives.
也可以说我们一个人这一生都会有那个人性的骄傲。
It's difficult for us to be able to understand what it would be like to have no pride.
真的很难去想象什么是完全没有骄傲。
You see, Jesus had no pride.
但是耶稣是完全没有骄傲。
He walked in complete meekness, complete humility.
他行在地上是完全的柔和，完全的谦卑。
Complete love, without love.
神是大爱。
Complete joy,
完全的喜乐。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白？
Raise your hand if you understand.
如果你明白，请举手。
Everyone, raise your hand if you understand.
如果你明白，请每一位都举手。明白。
This is an awesome place to live.
你知道吗？能活在这样的地步，真的很
有。I want to see your faces are smiling.
我笑着看着你们的微笑。
This is an incredible place.
这样的地步是
很难得到的。
很宝贵的，这样活在神面前。
You're aware of nothing except Christ.
你对任何事情都没有意识，就是意识到耶稣基督。
During this time together,
当我这样跟耶稣在一起的时候
，He asked me, Nina, I would like you to go to and name a city in Africa.
啊，他说我希望你到，他就提到非洲一个城市。
I would like you to go there and take my gospel.
他说：“我要你到这个城市把福音带到那边。
”Will you go for me？
你愿意为我去吗
？When he named the city，
他说
：“It was a very dangerous city。”
当他把这个城市点出来的时候，我知道是个很危险的地方。
I saw that it was filled with looting and rioting。
那里面很多的暴力，很多的抢劫。
I knew that if I went。The chances are I would at the very least be tortured.
我就想，如果我真的去呢，至少我可能就会遭遇到虐待。
For sharing the gospel.
为了传福音会受逼迫虐待。
At the very most.
而且最严重的呢
，I could be martyred.
我就会牺牲性命。
But you see, Christ was in me.
但是那个时候呢，基督在我里面。
So when he asked me to go to this dangerous place that could cause me so much affliction,
这当他问我要不要去这个会带来极大危险的地方
，my heart became filled with joy.
我里面充满了喜乐。
And I said, "Yes, Lord."
我说是的，主。
My only desire is to be where you want me to be.
我唯一要去的地方就是你要我去的地方。
If it means much suffering,
如果就是有很多的痛苦
，it is my joy to suffer for you.
我是充满喜乐为你受苦。
If it means no suffering，
如果没有受苦
，It is my joy to go for you。
我也是充满喜乐为你而去。
I want only to be in your perfect will。
我只要活在你完全的旨意当中。
Regardless of that, what that may mean，
不管这个代表什么。
Yes, Lord, of course I'll go。
是的，主，我绝对要去。
This is what it means to walk in the maturity of the Son。
你知道这样的情况就是行在做儿女的要成熟做一个成熟的儿子。
You are no longer your own.
你不再属于自己。
You walk in the fellowship of the Son.
你是与神的儿子
and the Father
与父神同行
and the Holy Spirit
与圣灵同行。
Now these Melchizedek priests will walk in this place.
这些将要出现的麦基洗德等次的祭司就会
，They will totally empty themselves，
他们是完全的倒空了自己
，totally possessed by Christ，
完全被基督所拥有占据。
Now doesn't that sound like an awesome priesthood？
我想一下，这个是太奇妙荣耀的祭司职分，是不是
？Because of the place they walk，
因为他们是行在这样的
They will take no glory to themselves.
他们不会呢为自己
得到
去任何的荣耀。
They will be a priesthood that is crucified.
他们这些祭司是完全的背弃而死的
，living a crucified life，
过着一个背弃而死的生命。
So very humble，
是这样的谦卑
，so completely meek，
是这样完全的温柔。
The Bible says Moses that he was the meekest man of all the earth。
像圣经说，摩西是世界最温柔的人，最谦卑的人。
And speaking of Moses, he is a beautiful example of the Melchizedek priesthood.
说圣经里面摩西是一个麦基洗德等次职任的祭司的一个非常美好的典范。
The kind of power that he walked in, the kind of life that he lived.
他行在这样的能力权柄中，又活在这样的生命。
These men and women will have no desire for anything in the world.
那这样的男男女女是对世界一点都没有欲望。
Their love for the church will be so complete.
他们是对教会有完全的爱。
Christ's own love for the church.
就是耶稣基督对教会的爱。
They will go through anything for the church.
他们愿意为教会也付上任何代价。
Endure anything for the church.
为着教会忍受任何的痛苦。
So great will their love be for the church.
他们为教会的爱是那样的大。
They will be hated, feared, and loved.
所以别人会恨他们，又爱他们，又惧怕他们。
The rebellious will hate them.
就是那背逆的人就会恨这样的卖这些的祭司。
And fear them.
又惧怕他们。
But those who really want Jesus,
那些真正要耶稣的人
，will love them.
就爱他们。
Now it isn't just because of their nature and character that they will be so beautiful to the church.
啊，这些将要出现的麦基洗德祭司，不只是因为他们的品格啊，以致呢在教会里面显出这样的美好。
They will walk in heaven's authority.
他们同时会有天上的权柄
，and therefore have the capacity to bring the church.
最有能力把教会带进。
Into a place of great maturity,
成熟的地步
They will have the capacity to help the church over its infirmities.
他们会有能力帮助教会胜过教会的软弱
So that the church can enter into great and awesome places in the Lord Jesus Christ.
以致呢，教会可以呢进入基督里丰盛美好的地步
They are God's love gift to the church.
所以这些的麦基洗德的祭司是神爱的礼物赏赐给教会。
The double authority that they walk in was seen in people like Moses, Elijah.
这些的麦基洗德这种的祭司，他们所行走，当然他们的权柄能力就像摩西一样一样。
Very powerful men and women
是非常有能力的男女。
But they're given as a gift to the church.
他们是神赏赐给教会的礼物。
Because God wants to bring as many as He can into the adult sonship.
因为神要尽量把他的百姓带入进入一个成熟的儿子的地步
where the church is ruling and reigning with Christ.
以致呢，教会呢可以与基督同掌权。
But you see, they had to go first, through the devils into the heavens to obtain this kind of authority and power.
但是这些的麦基洗德祭司是要首先来通过仇敌的阵营进入到天上来呢得着这些的赏赐。
They had to have all that was earthly extracted from them.
他们要从他们身体里所有属地的要完全被挪去
，so that they can have the mind of Christ，
以致他们有基督的心思意念
，the heart of the passions of Christ，
有基督那个
，to know His way and to know His will，
来明白耶稣基督的做事的法则与作为
，so that they can help the church，
以致可以帮助教会
，in their coming。
这些的麦基洗德祭司的显现
，The world will undergo such a reformation as it has never known before.
整个世界会带来极大的改革
，a powerful reformation，
一个极重要的改
They will deal with governments.
然后呢，教会就会可以啊被服。
They will bring evil down and lift up righteousness.
他们高举公义，把一切的黑暗啊来显露。
It says here, the Lord at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his indignation.
在神愤怒的日子，神要粉碎君王的权柄。
He will execute judgment and overwhelming punishment.
他会用大的刑法来审判。
Upon the nations, and he will fill the valleys with dead bodies.
会审判万国，叫山谷充满了。
Because they will walk in heaven's government,
因为他们行走在天上的政权当中。
Heaven's authority,
有天上的权柄。
They will be given the rod, the scepter,
他会得着这个能力的杖。
To rule in the affairs of government,
在政府政权上可以有权。
As well as the affairs of the church,
还有在教会当中有权柄。
Presently, we have the leadership, the headship.
现在谁做头
？Of the apostle,
就是使徒
；the prophet,
先知
；the pastor,
牧师
；the evangelist,
传福音的
；and the teacher,
还有教师。
But when Melchizedek comes,
当麦基洗德来的时候。
Although that government will stay intact,
这样的属灵的政权还是存在。
Melchizedek will be a government above them.
这个麦西洗德这些祭司的政权是比刚才的那些同时分更高层。
Melchizedek is a government of kings and priests.
麦西洗德他是一个君王和祭司的政权。
Apostles.
使徒
and prophets,
先知
These will rule above, might say, the present government.
那这些会在现有的属灵的政权以上来统管。
In doing so,
这样
they will lift the whole church up to a whole new standard.
他们就把整个教会来提升到更高的属灵的地步。
A new standard of righteousness.
一个更高的一个公义的
，a new standard of relationship，
更高的一个彼此关系的
，a new standard of authority，
一个更高的一个权柄的标准
，a new standard of power，
一个新的一个能力的标准。
It will bring forth the last days church，
会兴起会引出末世的教会
，ruling the love， the power， and the authority of Jesus Christ。
但是耶稣基督的爱、权柄跟能力来掌权。
This really is going to be an amazing time.
所以当这个麦基洗德来出现的时候呢，是很荣耀的时刻。
But the church must prepare herself for it.
但教会要预备自己。
Today the church is so far below.
今天的教会呢，跟层次非常的低。
Where God wants us.
离神的标准太远。
In fact, I can tell you of the time that he visited me, the Lord Jesus Christ visited me.
就说了一次神耶稣造访我。
He showed me where the church was.
他给我看见教会现在的地图。
It is maturing.
在那个成熟的地步，教会是在什么地步
？In its fulfillment of God's plans and purposes.
在相对神渴望的那个地步。
And he showed me where the church was supposed to be.
他让我看见呢，教会应该到什么的成熟的地步。
There was such a great gulf between where we were and where we were supposed to be.
就是神希望教会的成熟的地步，还有真正的教会现在的地步，实在差太远了。
It was like beholding the Grand Canyon.
就好像呢，在美国的大峡谷那边。
I was devastated.
让我看到说，真是觉得受不了。
I said, Lord, we're so far below where we need to be.
主啊，我们离我们应该有的地步差得太远。
How can we ever touch it？
我们怎么可能可以到达那个
？How can we ever come into that maturity？
我们怎么可能进入那成熟的地步
？It looks like the Grand Canyon to me，
好像那美国的大峡谷那样的深。
And he assured me，
他就安慰我。
With God, all things were possible.
在神那里，凡事都能。
And being these Melchizedekian priests,
他说就是这些的外祭洗的的祭司
that will bring the church up to the level we are supposed to be in.
他们帮助提升教会直到他们可以到神心目中的那成熟的地步。
Through this priesthood,
借着这样的祭司
and the government it will exercise,
借着他们的这样的政权。
Pastors will be the highest potential pastors ever seen in the body of Christ.
那么牧师会前所未有的被提升成为教会里面最历史上最荣耀。
They will be like men and women who, as though Christ Himself was pastoring His flock.
那这些的牧者去牧养的时候呢，就变成好像这是耶稣基督在牧养。
The same as evangelists.
同样的。传福音的人也是
apostles, prophets,
使徒、先知、teachers, 教师。
It will elevate the whole government of the church up to meet Christ's standard.
所有这些的神属灵的政权这些的人都被提升到合乎耶稣基督的标准。
Doesn't this sound exciting?
哇，你看，多兴奋，教会。
Are you sure? Are some of you sitting out there going, Sounds pretty fishy to me. Isn't this exciting?
其实那个人兴奋
Aren't you just so excited you want to get up and jump or dance or bounce?
那我觉得很兴奋不想跳跃起来
The church will be brought to a place at last.
终于教会被提升到他应该要 overcome 的地步是真正的得胜的教会。
Wouldn't you like to do that?
你是真的渴望看见
365 days a year.
365天看见教会在那成熟的应有的地步。
Wouldn't you like to be raised to a place where you were having an extraordinary love relationship with Jesus?
你自己是不是愿意的被提升到与耶稣基督有着非常亲密的爱的关系？
Millions will come into union with Christ because of this priesthood.
因为这个要出现的外企的祭司，一地的祭司，
我去多了，真的走，
会跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
You're not sure.
不太清楚。
Wouldn't you like to know that there's a hope?
难道还看不上有这样的盼望
？For you also.
你也有这个盼望。
To have this long walk with God.
你可以这样的与神亲密的东西。
You're getting a little better. Jesus is very good. The priesthood is going to be very powerful.
到这个祭司的能力是非常的大。
It is coming soon.
而且呢，它就要降临。
There is something that will present.
所以呢，在这个祭司的出现之前，会有其他事情发生。
It's called the Lightning and the Thunder.
在就是呢，在他们之前会出现一些的大能的勇士。
I talk about them also in this book and in my book Prepare.
我在这本书还有我另外一本书 Prepare 里面有提到这些大能的勇士
Lightning and Power will prepare the church for Melchizedek
这些大能的勇士会为着麦基洗德的这一批的祭司来
因为 priesthood is so high and so holy and so powerful
这样出现的这个祭司的职任是那样的荣耀有权的
It's going to take lots of preparation
是需要呢我们很多的准备
Otherwise it will be too shocking to you
不然他们出现的大家会觉得太震惊了
and you wouldn't be able to enter into the things that they're giving you
我们就无法呢去接受他们要带给我们的
so God in his great love say love
爱里面
God in his great love
极大的爱
oh see you're getting it oh you're really got it God in his great love
神在他极大的
is going to make you ready.
要预备你来。
So that his blessing will become your blessing.
于是他要给你的祝福真正成为你所拥有的祝福。
And you won't miss it and lose it.
你不会错过，也不会失去他给你的祝福。
So how do you pray?
所以要怎么祷告
？Do you know? Very simple prayer.
简单的祷告。
Lord, make me ready.
让我预备。为着这个外祭洗德的来临，
analyzed that in one night.
你要把它背下来。But Nina was all in her heart.
真心的祷告。
Ask him to reveal to you what changes you need to make, so you will be ready.
求他启示你，你需要有什么样的改变，使你是预备好迎接这麦基喜恩。
God make me ready.
要向神祈求，让我准备好。
For the reformation of that Melchizedek.
为着这个祭司，麦基喜的祭司的出现。
Make me ready.
预备我。
For the revolution of Melchizedek.
为着麦基喜的所带来的那个改革。
So that I can be all that you created me to be.
于是我可以成为你创造我所要成为的一切。
You can pray that prayer.
你可以这样祷告。
Can you?
可不可以这样祷告
？Every day.
每一天这样。
When he says what needs to be changed, you can do it.
然后他告诉你你需要怎样改变，那你就顺服。
Say yes. Praise God. What do you stand?
我们请站起来。
请求。我们敬拜你，赞美你，为你而寻求，我们赞美你。You are Lord， 你是主。Reveal to your church， 将你自己启示给教会。Reveal in your church， 将你启示在教会当中。To be revealed through your church， 你接着教会。You are Lord， 就是主基督。
Smile.